We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin. Marty off this morning. He'll be back with me on Monday. Hope he's enjoying a couple of days. Recharge the batteries and get ready for the end run of the year. So we're looking at the stars. Paul talked about this giant meteor that a lot of people saw apparently overnight. And that led me to think about our Moonshot Museum. And the executive director is Sam Moore. He's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. I thought of the stars, Sam. I thought of you.
I'm glad you did. Good morning, Larry. How are you, sir?
Good. You've had a big week. Now, for those that don't know, the Moonshot Museum, give us kind of the elevator pitch on what you guys are doing.
Absolutely. So Moonshot Museum opened about 6 weeks ago on the north side, just up the street from our friends at Carnegie Science Center. And we have this really unique perspective because we are tightly partnered with Astrobotic. And Astrobotic is building spacecraft that are going to the moon and built here in Pittsburgh. Mission Control is here in Pittsburgh. Moonshot Museum has a big wall of windows that look directly into the clean room where they're doing that work. So you visit us, you get closer to the work of the 21st century space industry than you can get really anywhere else in the world. And then you go on a simulated lunar mission with us and encounter real challenges that space industry professionals face every day.
That is so incredibly cool and new. So for people looking for something to do, what's the game plan? How do they get to visit?
Absolutely. So we're open 5 days a week, Wednesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can just walk right on in. So we admission's $10 for adults, $5 for kids, and right now we're running tons and tons of school programs as well for classrooms across the region. So we are open. We are, joining this terrific constellation of museums that already exist in Pittsburgh, and we're excited to be here.
Yeah, that's really cool. And Sam, you and I talked while you were preparing to do this. I know that You came from what, Kansas City?
St. Louis.
Say close. St. Louis, Kansas Missouri. City, yep. St. Louis. I was on the wrong side of the state. Meanwhile,
it's the same, Philly, Pittsburgh. It's the same thing. Right?
No, that's terrible. My bad. Sorry about that. St. Louis, yes. How has Pittsburgh treated you?
Oh, terrifically. It has been, we love being here. It's certainly a second hometown, and we're entering the gray season of Pittsburgh, but it's the fall that we just had, the beautiful fall that we just had, is going to sustain us through the winter.
Well, at least we're going to have a sunny sunrise today and fairly mild. Meanwhile, you had an incredible day because you welcomed the United States Space Force General David Thompson. Now, people might forget that's a whole new branch.
It is. It's very real, right? So yesterday, it was an incredibly exciting day on the north side. Our friends at the Science Center and then us at Moonshot, we welcomed David Thompson, who's the Vice Chief of Space Operations for the United States Space Force. And Space Force this week is celebrating their third birthday, and they chose Pittsburgh because of all of the exciting things that are happening in Pittsburgh around space exploration as the place to do that celebration. So General Thompson came in, spoke to all in all, about 50 students from Manchester Academic Charter School and from Perry High School here in the North Side, talked to them about all of the paths that they can take to work in space, including through the armed services and the many other paths that exist as well.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate you jumping on with us this morning. I'm a big fan of this exciting new technology that's right here in our hometown, Moonshot Museum. Sam Moore, Executive Director on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Sam, I'm going to come see you. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Please do. Thanks, Larry.
Sometimes a theme develops when you're talking about things on the program. We talked about this meteor. You talked about, I don't know, I'm fascinated by that stuff. Do you see those dramatic photos of galaxies colliding somewhere? Did you see that?
Oh, from the new imaging. Yeah, I've seen that. And I watched with interest several videos before I came into work of the meteor. So many people were able to get a recording of it on their door cams.
Yeah, the meteor.
Doorbell cameras.
And those celestial, I mean, it's like three-dimensional looking, and you just, this is the universe. I mean, I've just always been fascinated.
These new images make what we were getting from Hubble look kind of,
right,
kind of not so hot anymore.
It's kind of the difference between that old radar and then when Doppler came in with the different colors and delineations, you thought, well, that's a
complete... Like an upgrade from black and white to color TV. Or from regular TV to digital.
And now big
screen. High definition, yeah.
You take all that for granted. But you had sent me a story.
Oh, this is this video about Gaylord Perry?
Yes.
Yeah, this is a wonderful story he tells.
So Gaylord Perry was a Hall of Fame pitcher, right?
22 seasons in the major leagues. And he was extremely good. And he was also known to bend the rules and throw a very hard to hit spitball.
So in 1964, the San Francisco Giants manager, Alvin Dark, said, there'll be a man on the moon before Gaylord Perry hits a home run. So check this out. And I really appreciate you sending me this stuff. In 1969, just a half hour after Apollo 11 landed on the moon, Gaylord Perry hit his first home run.
Isn't that amazing?
That's just...
Did you watch the little video of him telling the story?
Yeah.
He's a character.
Oh, my God. It's
And he tells the story in like almost a minute.
Yeah, it's... you know what? I'll get Samantha, producing today, to get the audio from that for us, and we'll have that in the next half hour. That's a tremendous
I think people
story.
Would really get a kick out of hearing him tell the story. He's a character.
Oh, yeah. He's one of those guys, you know, baseball has those guys. You know, Yogi Berra, you think of all the great sayings.
Yeah, Joe Garagiola.
Yogi Berra's son, Dale, played in Pittsburgh during some challenging years. Not that we're not having challenging years.
What do you mean? You mean there was a time when there weren't challenging years?
Apparently a few. The We Are Family days.
Distant memories.
But we were in the playoffs 3 years in a row, so it wasn't completely between here and there. But that said, Yogi Berra, one of the ones that stuck with me is Dale, his son, told the story about when his dad was coaching the Yankees, managing, and came home from a day game for dinner. And he said, oh, the darndest thing happened today. Oh, yeah, his wife's cooking. Yeah, what's that, Yogi? This was when streaking was popular in the 70s. You remember that?
Ray Stevens, the streak.
That's where it came from. Yeah, for some reason, there was a period in this country where people thought it was special to run naked publicly through different places.
I said, don't look, Ethel! But it was too late. She'd already got a free shot. Right in front of the home team.
So anyway,
you get your clothes on.
So Yogi standing in the kitchen. Yeah, the darndest thing happened. Two streakers ran through the outfield right in the middle of the game at Yankee Stadium. And his wife says, were they girls or boys? He said, how the hell do I know? They had bags over their heads.
Oh, Yogi.
Yeah, Marty decided to take a day off, so he'll be back with me on Monday and hope he's enjoying his second honeymoon with his bride, Christine. We'll ask her about that next Wednesday. Every Wednesday in the 9 o'clock hour, she joins us on the Big K Morning Show. Meanwhile, we do have a beautiful sunrise. We're into the month of December. There's a lot going on, and anxious to introduce you to our next guest because we talk so much about the profession of being a police officer, and one of the things that sometimes people forget is how much good they do each and every day in our community. And this time of year, something special in honor of DISC Institute, a Pittsburgh Newsline, is Sergeant Jennifer Abendanza with Northern Regional. Sergeant, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I know you're a mom, so you got to get the kids to school, so we won't keep you. But
I am. I tucked her way upstairs, so hopefully she stays up there.
I told you, it's okay. People get it. You know, you have a life, you have kids. How long have you been a police officer?
I have been a police officer with Northern Regional going on 10 years. I start my 11th year this upcoming year. And I worked part-time. I worked 3 part-time jobs a year prior to that. So we're going on 11, 12 years.
So thank you for your service, by the way. And
it's our pleasure. I
hope you and the other officers know that the vast majority of people support the work and effort you do every day. We know many departments are understaffed and need help and need more officers. So hopefully that happens, especially in some communities where we really need that effort. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. We really appreciate that.
So I've known now Detective Scott Rick for a long time. And he sent me a message. He said that there is this. And at first, I didn't understand what he meant when he said presence from police, right?
Yes.
And I thought he said presence for police. And I'm there, well, where?
Well, that would be interesting.
Do you guys... I'm sure you do, but have you ever received, like, a Christmas present just for being officers?
Where we work, the townships that we work in, our community, are very thankful for us and appreciative of us, and they do. They send a lot of cookies and food and everything. We're definitely well taken care of in the December month. Probably gain a few extra pounds.
But then I realized it's presence from police. So this is an idea that you guys got how many years ago? How long they've been doing this now?
I honestly am not sure how long they've been doing this. I know that Chief Cecilia got together with Chief Nemec from Aspinwall PD. I believe he's kind of the founder of all of this. And I joined in with this along with... I think the first year Officer McCann and Officer Olszewski did it with me. It was about 5 or 6 years ago where we went to Children's Hospital. We collected a bunch of toys, and we went to Children's Hospital, and they opened it up in the lobby, and all these kids came down and were able to get a bunch of toys, and even the kids that couldn't come down because of whatever reasons, illnesses, surgeries, we were able to bring toys up to them with the nurses and everything. So the kids that couldn't be home for Christmas or we're in a different state because a lot of people travel to Children's Hospital. We're able to get some toys for themselves along with family members and other siblings. And the smile on their faces was just unbelievable. It made everything worth it. It really made you appreciate this time of year and remember what this time of year was all about.
And you have an opportunity for people who want to contribute toys or make a donation to help you guys buy toys to get to the kids.
Yes. So this year, due to COVID, we're no longer really able to go to Children's Hospital physically. So the past couple years, we've been doing the Children's Institute of Pittsburgh, the Sunrise School in Monroeville, who help kids with special needs and family that have children with special needs. And I do believe that some of the toys still go to Children's Hospital. But this Saturday, the 3rd, we are going to be at T-Bones in Marshall Township. It's right off the Wexford exit on 910. We will be there from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. collecting toys or donations. And Saturday, December 10th, we will be at the Ace Hardware in Wexford from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The people at Ace Hardware and T-Bones, they're fantastic. They're always very welcoming to us and always help us out. We will be collecting toys and donations there, too. All monetary donations will be used to purchase other toys to take down. And we also have a toy drop-off at our station in Pine Township.
And if you want to help and contribute, can't make those locations, you can go to their Facebook page, Presence from Police. And again, Sergeant Jennifer Abendanza, I want to thank you for your service. And what is the most rewarding part of your job?
Thank you. I would say the most rewarding part of our job is honestly, besides doing events such as this, is just honestly just being there in our community, just knowing that we're appreciated in our community. We're there to help out. And obviously, we see people on their worst days. So if we can be there to be hopefully some sort of positive positive motion for them, then that's all that matters. That's what we want to take out of it. Obviously, that doesn't always happen given circumstances, but, you know, we're here for our community. Being for our community is probably the best aspect of this job.
Well, I appreciate you, and good luck with presence from police. Thank you, sir. Sergeant.
Thank you. We greatly appreciate it.
Sergeant Jennifer Abendanz on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. 7:52 still to come on the Big K Morning Show. Jackie Evancho. At age 10, she became an international singing sensation. Pine Richland. How old are you, or what grade are you in when you're in 10 years old? Young. Anyway, she's got a big show coming up next Saturday, and we're going to talk to her coming up right after the news at 8. Tonight, by the way, Beach Boys are at the Benedum, and we're looking forward to the Beach Boys. Mike Love was on with us yesterday. He's a lead singer and founding member. He was incredible, and it was fun to talk to him. 60 years, their own musical genre, been doing what they do for a long time. Paul, did I see, Mr. Rasmussen, did I see the Harlem Globetrotters are here? I thought I saw a Harlem Globetrotter. Yeah, they have this annual event that they come to Pittsburgh during the month of December each and every year. So if you want to look for something to do, check out the Harlem Globetrotters also. But Jackie Evancho will join us coming up in our next hour. And also, Dan Zangrilli is going to talk to us about our high school football coverage. And Shelby Cassese had a chance to talk to one of the key members, which would be the coach of Westinghouse. And a City League team hasn't been in the state playoffs, I guess, what, in 20 years? And the way Dante Green is teaching his young men on and off the field is pretty remarkable what he's doing. And he's also one of our hometown heroes. So he's going to be recognized December 13th, by the way. It's our 10th anniversary of our Hometown Heroes event. Marty and I are teaming up for this, presented by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys. We'll also feature keynote speaker Susan Copen, anchor from WPXI, who's got an incredible story of her own, very inspirational, and Lifetime Achievement Awardees Bob and Marilee Tootie, and then five outstanding people, including Coach Dante Green, with some amazing stories to tell. And if you'd like ticket information, you can go to kdkradio.com, brought to you by McGuire Memorial. Robert Levin, we thank Robert for that. PNC Bank, AAA. And we also thank the folks who have joined us for the first time. And they have been excited about this. And I want to make sure I get the exact name. Performance Food Service. So thanks, Tim and the gang, for being part of our Hometown Heroes event. Again, that is Tuesday, December 13th. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to talk to our own Dan Zangrilli. It's a big night for high school football here in the Big K with the House and Steel Valley. And coming up next, Jackie Evancho, international opera superstar, coming home. A little show next weekend, and look forward to catching up with her and tell you all about it next on the Big K Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.